Blog Talk Radio.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And you are not coming to the people's defense.
That's right.
So if you want us to do better, then damn it, you do better. Do what you say. This country is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired.
One question, protect and serve who? To me it seems that they just quick to observe you, and then they have the nerve to come and disturb you, enforce a curfew to physically hurt you. I heard the patience was a virtue, but how long we gonna disregard the fact is we all talk and practice this new age, trying to rebuke rage, or y'all gonna need some skin more tougher than Luke Cage. Trayvon, Terrence, they gone, perish, on up to George Floyd. See what your laws avoid, and now we gotta find some sort of order before the slaughter gets brought up with mortar report of those who do the unthought. This we gotta put a mandate on. You see my bullet wounds and try to put a band-aid on. As soon as one of us take a stand, they wrong, because you wanna keep us on your plantation. Come on.
Must be a better way.
The sheets are on, and I don't see no comforter. Now you may prepare for 2K, but they prepare for 3Ks. Order comes here later. I see you wants to fight for solidarity, and still in all I see a lot of y'all ain't hearing me. You know what? The fact is y'all kinda forgot to struggle like activists, all timers. Learn to walk the walk on the path when it's narrow. Can't be crabs in the barrel, this is grabbing the apparel. We should demand order to correct the manslaughter for residents of Flint drinking tan water. And Puerto Rico, what they here for your people? Let's stay strong and try to keep a hand in it. Transcend it until the next pandemic. Let's go.
You only got suspended. Huh. They all say that I'm hating an only race basis. But we ain't gonna trust us until we get justice. Yeah. In the fight for peace, we gonna rise like yeast. Hey, cause in the darkest hour, we still fight the power. Yo, you can't stop the cowards from Malcolm and Mallory. We gon' keep it 100, we ain't tryna run from it. Yo, think we gonna stay distracted, y'all got it backwards.
We are oppressed, we are exploited, we are downtrodden, we are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against the common enemy.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Happy, if you want to call it that, 2021. This is the first show of 2021. Happy to be here, I suppose. There's a lot of stuff going on. This is a live version of the Ant Canary Experience. I'm your host, Ant Canary, coming to you live from southern North Kakilaki on the outskirts of a military base that was named after a Confederate general who, from what I understand, really sucked as a Confederate general. But, you know, this is America. They have no problem putting up statues of losers. They have no problem naming bases after losers and traitors. And you know the rest. This country is, in a word, Well, two words, fucked up. I'll be talking to you for the next 60 minutes, talking about different things. There's just a lot of stuff going on. I was hoping that 2021 would maybe be a whole lot better than 2020. It's kind of early to see, but right now it don't look so good. Looks like 2021 is going to be off the chain. A few things I want to get into right quick. Usually when I do these shows, I'm on Facebook. And again, I have been put in what I call fake book jail. I don't call it Facebook. I call it fake book jail again after just serving 30 days for some bullshit. I get thrown right back in fake book jail again for some more bullshit. I really wish that somebody would come up with something else besides this fake book. This fake book is, and I've said it before, this is it's in the pocket of Trump and other assholes on the right. And I got thrown in fake book jail for 30 days for telling a Trump fan, I pretty much said, he's going back and forth, he's just being an asshole like most of them are. And just got to the point of the conversation, I'm like, you know what, I got other things to do. So I just pretty much said, bitch, bye, or bye, bitch. One of them, bitch, bye-bye, bitch, one of them. And they threw me in fake book jail for just saying, bye, bitch. Didn't give me a chance to defend what I said. Just stupid notice popped up on the screen. 30-day ban for telling somebody, bye, bitch. Even though that's a word that has been, I've seen that all over the place on fake book. I think they have me on a list that if I fart in the wrong direction, they're going to put me in 30 days. I've been, what's that, the eighth time? Because, you know, it's just stupid. And I don't mind it at all. It gives me a chance to, you know, leave that shit alone, because it can get to the point where it's just, you know, overpowering. You know, it's almost like being addicted to something. So I don't mind 30 days being off that crap. I don't mind it one bit. But, you know, if they're going to give somebody 30 days of telling somebody, bye, bitch, and then you have a president that's been on this shit forever, and he's been inciting riots. He's been, you know, just this rhetoric, racist rhetoric all over the place. And they are now all of a sudden they want to throw him off now, when they had a chance to do it 3-4 years ago. And he incited people to riot D.C. I did not incite people to riot D.C. I just told a knucklehead, bye, bitch, and kept it moving. So now why is it all of a sudden you want to ban somebody when you should have banned them 4 years ago? From all the stuff that he said, you should have banned them, but you didn't, because fake book is in his back pocket. And as a matter of fact, I had a chance to write and tell them that. I didn't get a response. I didn't think I did, because the excuse that fake book likes to use when you try to get back at and say, hey, look, you know, what's going, whatever. We don't have enough people in the office that we can't answer, you know, all the emails or whatever. So we're just going to give you 30 days and that'll be the end of it. Which is bullshit. I mean, they can do what they want to do. But I wish they'd, you know, and I wish I knew how to do it, because I would do it. Black Planet, for all you old heads out there, y'all remember Black Planet from back in the day. Maybe somebody should start that up again, because fake book is just getting out of hand. It really is. It really is. And this clown that I said it to, they didn't say anything to him. He's the one that instigated the shit by being an asshole. They don't say nothing to them, but they always get us. When we come back, truth to power, or we say something that they don't like, all of a sudden they just want to ban somebody, and they just say, well, we're going to give you a week, 2 weeks, 30 days, and like, for what? And they don't, you know, well, we don't have anybody to explain it, so we're just going to give it to you, and that's the end of it. That's all right, fake book. I don't need you, so, you know, whatever, everything's good. So I'm just saying this to tell the rest of you, if you're on Facebook, just kind of, you know, don't get trapped by these Trump clowns that get you in these conversations, you know. And a lot, and I'm going to say it, and if they're listening, and hey, knock yourselves out. Fake fans are some of the stupidest people on the planet. And we witnessed it last week. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, how this country, how the title of this program, and you've probably heard it from other people, that we do live in two Americas. One is white, and the other one is for everybody else that ain't white. White people can get away with a whole lot more stuff than black people can. And I'm going to tell you right now, if that was a couple of thousand black folk that went to D.C. and did to the Capitol what these white folks did to the Capitol, there would have been more than five people dead. There would have been all kinds of dead black people. Black and brown people, there would have been all kinds of people dead. And this mess right here was advertised. They had time to get the National Guard in. They had time to get more protection in. And as soon as I heard they were going to get the Capitol Police, and that was it, I was like, this ain't going to work. This will not work. And it didn't work. It didn't work. And I kind of had a feeling they knew that it wasn't going to work. This was advertised. It wasn't like this all of a sudden they just popped up out of nowhere. Trump told these clowns when he lost that we got to do something about it. We got to do something. That's not right. And his shit for brain supporters felt they fell for it. Or as I like to call them, his supporters, his fans have cow shit for brains. They believed it. They went to D.C. tried to burn D.C. down. And in lots of ways, the cops just stood by, let them do what they want to do, or even worse, they just opened the doors up to them and just say, hey, come on in. Do what you want to do. Now, if that had been black and brown people doing that shit, they would have been dead. They would have been dead. You would have probably seen scenes from the 60s, from the civil rights stuff that was going on back in the 60s with the dogs, with the batons, with the tear gas, with the hoses. You would have probably saw that if they were black or brown people. If all of a sudden they said, you know, they gave you months that, yeah, we're going to D.C. We're going to D.C. They knew it. There would have been a whole lot of brothers and sisters shot dead in the street. And there was one of the stories where there was a Air Force a female. She was in the Air Force. She was a veteran. She got shot in the chest and was killed. But I'm still waiting for the and reason why I say we live in two Americas, because if that had been a black female, they would have did everything in their power to go back in this woman's background and found out every bad thing that she did in her life. But because this was a white woman, they're saying that she's a veteran. They're saying this and that. They don't bring up anything else. But they sugarcoat her life because she was white. If she was black or brown, it would have been the total opposite. And they know it. They do this all the time. They do this all the time. If there's a black victim that gets shot by the cops, everything negative that this person did comes out. White person, it's the total opposite. And even these assholes even killed a cop. So all of this Blue Lives Matter shit that they've been spouting for the last couple of years, and I've said it before, it's straight bullshit. And they proved it. They killed a cop. Now, these are supposed to be people that, you know, support Blue Lives Matter and all this. No, it's just straight bullshit. Anything that's the opposite of Black Lives Matter, they're down for. They hit the cop in the head with a fire extinguisher. and then stomped on them, and then beat them with everything else. But they want us to believe that their law and order, they're for the blue lives and all this kind of bullshit. It's just like I said, it's straight bullshit. Their whole thing is a straight bullshit. Trump is straight bullshit. And I said this way back in the day when he decided to run. And I've been saying this since then. This will be year number 6 that I'll be doing this. And I've said this from way back in the day, that Trump is nothing but a bullshit artist. His fans are nothing but, they have bullshit for brains. The only reason why he was a president is because white people in this country, especially the racist white people in this country, wanted a white man back in the White House because they could not deal with the fact that there was a black man, there was a black family in the White House. They couldn't accept that fact. They had to get a white man in there. They didn't care what this white guy was about. They just threw in the dumbest white guy they could find. And I used to think Bush was dumb. Trump is dumber than Bush. And they just threw this motherfucker up in there, and he didn't know what the hell he was doing. He acted like a damn baby. He was immature. He had shit for brains. But they had to get a white guy up in there because they just had to do it. So the last 4 years was just total, it was just a waste. But they had to get him in there because they believed that just because this clown, he said he was a successful businessman, which he wasn't. He went in. He fucked up the government. He fucked up people's lives. And then when the Rona came up on the scene, instead of doing his job and trying to protect folks, he did the opposite. He called it a hoax, and people are still getting sick and still dying because he didn't give a shit. Only people he give a shit about is himself and his people. He don't give a shit about nobody else. And these dummies that went to D.C. last week, a lot of them didn't have on masks. That's why a lot of their pictures got taken. That's why a lot of them are getting arrested. And so they just went, and this was pretty much a super spreader event. They went up there, they spread the Rona all over the place. Now who's to tell somebody else is going to get sick or not? And people probably will. So we're down to, what, eight more days left? If this jackass is, he just shitted on America. And America, and I've said it before, America is not the greatest, I don't believe it's not the greatest country in the world. I mean, we're better off than some countries, but to say we're number one, nah. There are other countries smaller than us, but did a whole lot better job on this corona mess than this clown did. He's still a sore loser. He still will not accept the fact that he lost fair and square. And the other thing that these assholes have started doing now is saying that, you know, when you see the video of what happened, a lot of these people in the video flying these stupid flags, wearing those stupid red hats, they're Trump fans, but now all of a sudden they're not Trump fans that did this. Somebody else did this. Antifa did this. Black Lives Matter did this. So for all these years, they were calling us snowflakes, saying we were triggered, you know, calling us names, blah, 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 you know, thinking they're all that. Now we catch them on tape doing the stuff that they accused everybody else doing, but then they don't want you to believe that. Now they want to pull a Jedi mind trick on you. Nah, you didn't see what you thought you saw. It wasn't us. It was them. Somebody else did it. So they can't even accept the fact for the shit that they did. They want to put it on somebody else. Let's take a call. I don't have my book here. I don't have the book in front of me. I'm sorry. So let me hit the button. Boop. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting up here listening, and we fail to realize that America created Trump and his demons. This is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
America created this, and now we want to sit up here and complain. But remember, when Trump was, when he was running for office, everywhere he went, there was a fight, right? People fail to realize that. Every single where he went, you saw a fight. But you have to understand right now, everything that you're seeing, they will never admit that this is his people. You should have known that they were going to blame everybody else but who. Because why?
Yep.
They always blame everybody else for their mess. They never take blame.
Right.
They never have consequences for their demon children, their thug children.
That's right.
They never take blame for anything that they do. They always point fingers.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you what, if they don't punish people for this, it's going to continue, and this country will be destroyed. We're not going to have to do anything. Black folks can step back and take a seat, get your popcorn, and watch the masquerade. Just watch this country go to hell because of the simple fact they never want to admit and they never want to punish because they can't.
Right.
Because if they put all these people in jail, who won't be out of jail? Black folks. And they definitely ain't going to let you get here. They definitely not going to let you run things. They will tear this country up and continue to deny, just so they won't allow you to get ahead of them. But they don't know. We're already ahead of them. Because right now all we got to do is get your popcorn and enjoy the show. Because I'm enjoying it. I just wish that they had burned that building down when they got up in that Capitol. They should have burned it to the ground. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that, but that's how I feel. Who are you going to blame then?
Right. I feel you because from the stuff that I have been reading and seeing since last week, they really believe this. They are now, they want everybody to know, it wasn't us. It was them. It was Antifa. They disguised themselves as Trump fans and came. Now, come on, y'all. Do they think
we're
stupid?
Lying. You know what? Everybody in the world has been around the country, around the world, is watching America not take blame. And, China's going to look at them the next time you try to go to another country and say, oh, you're doing your human rights and you're doing this and that to your people. You know what they're going to tell America? Get the hell out of my country. Because guess what?
Yep.
You go take care of your country. Go take care of them white folk who you allowed to walk, to climb up a building. I've never seen anything like it. I'm looking at this. I was in shock. I'm like, what? Where are we at? Where are we at? Is this America? What happened?
No.
They're climbing up a building, going into a Capitol building with weapons.
Yep.
But nobody was threatened. No police officers were threatened. Their training was intact. In fact, the training sucked because they didn't have any training because the National Guard was too busy at the peaceful Blake, what's the Jacob Blake peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
They was there the day before this whole mess started. So that's why they couldn't have the National Guard over there at the Capitol, because they had them at a peaceful protest for the Jacob Blake.
Yep.
Okay? They thought black folk was going to do what? We've never torn up anything.
Yep.
And they know that.
Nope.
So now you're going to point
that.
Fingers and say, oh, the black people did it. No. Black people were not there. Not the ones that had sex. Now the ones that's trying to coon up and snuggle up against Becky or whatever, they were out there. But that's okay, because they need to rest their behinds, too, because you soon be dumb enough to get out there.
Yep.
Matter
of fact,
it
was a picture of a black guy. Yeah, there's a picture of a black guy. He had on a red hat. He was with that crew. He was super coon. So, they had a few
coons
out
there. They need to go and arrest his behind also. And guess what? They're going to give him a felony charge when everybody else got misdemeanors.
Yep.
Did you notice that?
Yep. Yeah, they're going to get
They won't even say
they won't even
call them thug terrorists. They won't even say they're terrorists.
Right.
They keep saying, "Oh, they were it was a coup or insurrection or whatever they call it." I don't even know the word.
Yep.
They will never even say they were terrorists. That's what those are terrorists. Those are not people. Those are terrorists. And until America becomes true to who it is, and until they start being truthful and with themselves. You ain't seen nothing yet. You think 2020 was a mess? You ain't seen nothing yet. We're 6 days into 2021, and this is what it looks like. You think it's going to get better? Heck no.
I don't think it's going to get better.
Every year it's going to get worse and worse. until they do with the right thing by black people. And
yeah,
that's
I
why
just
this
find
world
it
is
funny.
Going down because you, huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just find it funny that they have no problem calling black and brown people thugs and terrorists and everything else. But when you get white people burning down, breaking windows, burning down stuff, I mean, they killed that police officer. So that makes them terrorists. But you won't,
and they're gonna get away
people
with
won't
it.
Call them terrorists. Yeah, they're going to get away with it. Yeah.
Have
yeah,
you heard
yeah, but
anybody,
these are, but these are,
have you seen any photos? You mean out of all that White House, you didn't see one photo of who killed that man? Really? Are you serious? You're going to tell me that
man.
They don't know who killed that man. And then the FBI
they
said, hey, we want to call on you guys to help us identify. Identify
mm-hmm.
what? Get the proof that you saw on the
yep.
floor. All
yep.
the faces that we see on TV, you mean you don't see them? And you're talking about you need our help? For what?
Yeah.
If they were black, you
yep.
would need no help. You already said we
oh,
were
no.
Identity extremists anyway, right? You're already watching black people. When black people, we've
yeah.
not killed anybody yet. We've not killed anybody.
Yeah.
But you're trying
anybody.
To blame us for a whole lot of other nonsense. Go out
yep.
there and get the pictures, because I see a whole bunch of faces on TV. Just go here one
oh, yeah.
by one
yeah.
and get all them faces
yeah.
and get the poop, because they said they poops all over that place. Get the poop and take a DNA
yep.
and go arrest them. Of terrorists, because that's exactly what they were.
Yeah.
And
it's the messed
honest
up thing about it, too.
Thing, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah,
no,
yeah,
go
I'm ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Ahead.
Oh,
and
I was going to say,
honest,
the messed up thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But until we are really honest and truly be honest with ourselves, this will never get better. I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse, but what black folk need to realize is to stand down, have a seat.
Yeah.
This is not your fight. Let them devils
right.
destroy each other, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Let them, they are so busy
yeah.
trying to blame other people that they're going to kill one another. They're going to destroy themselves.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do nothing.
Yeah.
We're not going to have to mess with them. They're going to do it for us. So black folks,
yeah.
stand down,
because
this ain't your fight.
And they are good at blaming other people, because Trump, he blamed the voting machines were jacked up. Dead people
mm-hmm.
were voting. I mean, he blamed his law. He blamed his stomp because he got stomped. He blamed all of that on somebody else. His fans blamed that on somebody else. Now they want to blame these riots on somebody else. Oh, no, it wasn't us. It was the black and the brown people. It was the Antifa. It was them. We didn't do anything. We were peaceful. We went up there peacefully. We didn't do any of this other stuff. But then you got pictures of these clowns. They broke into people's offices. They sitting at their
yeah.
desk. They got their feet up on the desk. They stealing stuff from the offices. They walking around Confederate flags. I mean, they killed a cop. They did all of this stuff. But they you know, and they talk junk about us because, you know, we don't like Trump. But they talk junk about us. But then when they get caught in something, all of a sudden – No, it wasn't us. It was somebody else. Well, my thing is, if y'all sitting there talking shit 4 years about everybody else, then why can't y'all, you know, then grow some balls and be responsible for what you clowns did? But you can't do that. But you can't do that. So not only did you go to D.C. and try to burn
mm-hmm.
it down, but you also uh-huh. probably took the Rona with you. So the Rona's out there floating around for those people that ain't have nothing to do with this. So you got Rona floating around. You got destruction all over the place. You got all this other stuff, but they didn't do it. They weren't
exactly.
there. You know, they're going to pull that Jedi mind trick on you, like, you know, you didn't see what you thought you saw. And then we're supposed to say, yeah, you're
what?
Right. We didn't see what we thought we saw. But, nah, we ain't falling for that, Jack. Mm-mm. No,
we see a whole bunch of people getting the Rona. We know where it came from.
That's right. You're
we
exactly
know where
right.
it came from.
You know where it came from, because
that's right.
These people got to go home. All of those people weren't
yeah.
from D.C., so they got to go
no.
home. So if you got
so
if you
got
some
about...
clown that went all the way up there from California, he's got to get
right.
on a plane to
that's
go
right.
home.
Exactly.
So
yes.
that plane has
yes.
been infected, and everybody on that
yes.
plane, whoever you are,
yes.
nobody,
yes.
that plane has been infected. You have been
right.
infected.
Yeah.
If somebody gets on a train
about...
or whatever. That train is infected.
What do you think about,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What do you think about them coming back down there? They say on the 20th or the 19th or the 20th on the inauguration. What do you think about that?
Well, Let me see. Now, I think they have been warned, and from and like I said from the jump, they were warned about this before. So my thing is, why didn't you have the National Guard out there? That's what
why
you should have had.
Why would you? If you're walking with them. They
well,
were walking together.
Right.
Why would you?
Right. They
how
didn't have
these
the National
people
Guard
know?
Because these people were white. So now
exactly.
you got next week. So are they going to have the National Guard there next week? Or are they going to have the cops
out
there again?
Why would you? Why would you, though? Why would you have the National Guard?
And
why would you? Why would you?
A normal
if
person.
If they do, they're not
going to
shoot them.
Guard.
Do you
That's
think they're
right.
going to shoot them? If
That's
they
right.
do have them down,
no,
do you think they're going to shoot them?
They're going to move out of the way, and they're going to let them do it
exactly.
like just like they did last week. They're going to move right out
exactly.
of the way.
Exactly. So why? And
because,
these people know it.
I saw a video where there was a one of these cops. He just opened the door and just let them in.
Yes. Yes,
so,
I saw
yeah,
it.
They're not
going to
do
it.
Anything.
Yeah.
You saw it. See?
No.
See? So would I go to this thing next week? Oh, hell no. I wouldn't go to it because they're already talking about going to doing this again. So,
yes.
so they,
exactly.
Yeah. So they have more than a week to plan for this. So what are they going to do? Are they going to let them do the same thing? Or are they going to have the National Guard standing in front of them? I have no idea. I'm not going to it, but this thing right here, you were warned about this thing. They had about a month to plan for this.
Oh God, yes.
And you only
yes.
going to send and you only going to send the Capitol Police? That's it.
Exactly.
Nope, nobody else.
They didn't think they were serious,
see,
huh?
Well,
did they not think they were serious?
They knew they were serious, but see, this goes back to some of the shows I've done before. You know, the cops have been infiltrated by these clowns.
Yeah.
So these to them were just brothers and sisters. So they
right.
just come in. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Why don't
right.
y'all come on in? Come on in. Here's a side door. You can come on in. And then they go up in there and then they loot the place. They ransack the place. They just break stuff. They take stuff, and ain't nothing being done to them. And they just walking around. You know, just taking
yep.
stuff.
Like they own the place, like they house.
Yeah, like it's their house. Yeah, and nothing
yep.
happens to them. Now let there have been a brother. Let there have been a
you
brother.
Wouldn't
doing
some shit
like
you wouldn't have made it that far.
You
wouldn't have made it that far.
Yeah.
You would have got
yeah.
to that gate,
See?
And you would have got. They would have blew you up.
Yeah.
They
that's
would
right.
have lit you behind up.
That's right.
It had, and
that's
how
right.
we know that it was an inside job. Because nobody got hurt. Everybody was, they knew what to do. They knew where to go. They knew what door. They knew, because I seen one officer, there was a barricade. I seen him actually move out the way and open the barricade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he knew people
yep.
were looking, but the camera was right on him when he did it nationwide.
Yep.
And I said, I thought I was tripping when I saw
yep.
it. I said, did he just move
yep.
out the way? He didn't just, and of
he
course
he
did. I seen it again. I said, he
yep.
moved out the way. And then you had one
yep.
black man, the officer, the Capitol Police officer
mm-hmm.
that was like, he had a little stick. I'm like, did they have guns? Why did they shoot? I don't understand. You
well,
came
they
all
had
the
been
way.
Black.
Now, usually your life is threatened, right? So nobody's life was
mm-hmm.
threatened. Nobody felt threatened. Nobody thought that they
nope.
was going to lose their life, even though they were armed militia, terrorist thugs. But nobody felt threatened. Nobody felt
nope.
the need to shoot anybody. No rubber bullets,
nope.
no gas.
Nope.
No National Guard,
nope.
no nothing.
Nope.
This is, and
nope.
I read your title. You said what we live in two different Americas. You better believe
two
you
Americans.
Have you got two different Americas, because if
yep.
black folk was out there, you'd have had a whole street full of black folk. They'd have been dead, body
yep.
bags,
and they would have been on TV too. And they would have been
you
on
better
TV
believe it, and they'd have had their picture and their name.
Dead.
This one 24,
yep.
this one 24,
yep.
this one 23, this
yep.
one. They would have had every, and then they'd had their life. Well, they in kindergarten they got in trouble. They bought, you know,
yep.
They stole a candy bar, and then a second
yep.
grade they bought the mama's BB gun.
Yep.
The third grade they
yep.
had the whole life up there. But you mean to
yep.
tell me you can't find out any information about these thugs, and you only arrested 13 out of thousands of people?
Yep.
Thousands of people. You only were arrested
yep.
13. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead, let them get away
yep.
with it. And I hope and pray they let them get away with it, because the next one won't be as pretty. Because if they impeach Trump, they're coming back. They already told you. We're coming back if you impeach
yep.
him. Oh, they serious.
Yep.
Because they know they're
yeah,
not
they
going
to
do anything. So that's why they're doing this.
Right.
Because they know they're not going to do anything.
Right.
So you think they're not going to come back? They're going to be back. They're going to come
Everything
back for the
criminal.
Operation.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to do it.
Everything criminal that this clown has done, everything criminal that this clown has done in office, nothing happened to him. Because it was because of the color of his skin. They got on Obama because he wore a tan suit. They made a big deal. And I remember they got mad at him because he said something about putting Dijon mustard on a hamburger. Everything this man did, they made a big deal about it. Because
and
this man
still
can
make
never
a big deal out
right.
of it. I mean,
and they still make a big deal about it. And they even blame him. They even blame him for the stuff that happened last week. Because, you know, they always got to blame Obama for something that happens around here, even though he ain't had nothing to do with it. That's why they blaming BLM for something that they had nothing to do with. That's why they blaming Antifa for something they had nothing to do with. They want to blame everybody else for their bullshit, but they don't want to take responsibility for the stuff that they did. And they're going to keep getting away with it because that's what white people do. Now, I'm not saying all white people like this because I got white people in my family. I got white cousins. I'm like everybody.
Well, I can only go by the white folk I know, and the ones that I know, they are trifling. I'm just saying. So I'm not gonna say all white people. I think they know who we're talking about. I'm not, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I say what I need to say, and I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Their history tells me this is their culture. Their history tells me that this is what they're all about. Their history tells me that they're thugs. Their history, I can only go by the history. I don't go by anything. I go by their history, and this is what their history is telling me. So I have to go by their history. Even if you got white folk in your family, their history is still the same. It don't change. You just happen to have one and somebody was, you know, whatever, okay? But my thing is, that doesn't change the fact. You know, we can't say, they know who they are. The ones that we're talking about, they know who they are. I never say, whatever. You know, they know what's what. But America has got to face their demons now. And I don't think they're going to face them. I think you're seeing the end right here. You are literally seeing, to me, the end of America. America is done. It's gone. It'll never come back. I'm serious.
Yep.
How can you bounce back from this? You can't. You can't. How do you come back from this is a mess. It's a messy pal. How do you come back from that?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to. I've got some clips I'm going to play in a second, but it's hard to. And I had made this statement before. I forgot what show it was on, but I made the statement before that America has no business talking to other countries about human rights. And that's the thing. And that is so hypocritical to me when America talks to, like, Iran and China and other countries
what
about human rights. They can't because America is still prejudicial against black and brown people. They come out and say it. I mean, they tried to build a wall to keep Mexicans out of here. They tried.
Well, you know
what?
I think brown people.
But I think
the brown people, as you call them, has it a whole lot better here than we do because they have businesses. We don't. They have homes. They have. It's a whole lot easier for them because a lot of them classify as white. And a lot of them have voted Trump, and you know what I'm saying? So a lot of them are classified as white. So you can't even – and you know what? For black people to keep saying brown, black and brown people, they never say black and brown. They always say brown. We are the only ones that go black and brown. Whatever. They have it so much easier here in America than we do. They have their own business. You look around, we can't even get a business. They got those trucks everywhere now. They have their little malls. They have their little businesses, their food. You know, they have everything that you can't get that you should have because we were born here. So, and they qualify themselves as white. But this is what America does. They want to have everybody that looks like them, and they want to include them as white. And that's not who Mexican, the brown people, that's not who they are. But that's what America includes them as in order for them to count as white, as the minority. You know what I'm saying, or the majority, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have to, here we go again. America has got to be honest and deal with their stuff right now. This is, it's almost like this is the road, this is the divide right here. You're either going to take the left or the right. Which way are you going to go, America? America's standing there looking like, okay, do I go right? If I go right, this is what's going to happen. If I go left, this is what's going to happen. Oh, my God, it's terrible. It's a bunch of confusion now. Because they're standing there and it's like, okay, now America, which way, what here, it's in the ball's in your court, what are you going to do with it? And it's interesting to see what they're going to do with it. What do you think they're going to do with it?
I think like everything else, they're going to drop it. They're going to mess it up because they're not going to get it right. Because, you know, this country was founded on race. This country has been a racist country from since day one. And there are just some people that just don't want to admit it. I mean, just call a fact a fact. America is racist. America has always been racist.
Of course.
America is going to continue to be racist. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. I'm going to play this clip in a second, but I'm going to tell you, you know, and you said something about the brown people. You are absolutely correct. There is a town here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say the name of it. But there's a town here in North Carolina. It's on the other side of Raleigh. It's a small, it's like a, you know, a suburb of Raleigh.
Yeah.
And that town, it's not a big town. It's a nice town. That town is full of, I guess I'm called Indian Americans. There are a lot of people from India, the country India, okay?
Oh,
now, these people
uh-huh.
are brown from India. Now, these people are brown. A lot of these people are brown. A lot of these people are browner and blacker than us. Now, these are Indian. Now, Indian American people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A lot of them consider themselves to be white when they're not white. Now, I would
they look
now,
like...
Now, they
are they
like
going
us.
By the hair, maybe? Are they going by the hair?
Well, no, they can't. No. They can't go by the hair because they got, like, black hair like we got. I mean, they
but
look like us.
Is it straight hair, though?
Well, it's straight black hair, you know. But they can, but a lot of them consider themselves white because you can go onto their into this town's webpage and where they break down the race, it'll say the last time I looked at it, it'll say something like 50 something something percent white when that's not even the truth.
Oh,
there's,
wow.
there's a few white people that live there, but these are mostly Indian American people that live there. But they consider themselves to be white. It is crazy.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, and I used to see it every day. And I used to work up there, and I would see them. And it's like, you know, and I pulled that site up. I'm like, wait, this ain't right. This is not right.
Wow.
So they consider themselves to be white. And it's like a lot of these people consider themselves to be white. And it's like, and it's funny how you will have Mexicans that'll, you know, I'm down with Trump. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
If you were on the street
and
right
Trump
now,
don't like
he would walk past. Right, he would spit at you and walk right past you, and you think you got a fan. You think you know you got your hand stretched out. You think he gonna shake your hand? He ain't gonna shake your hand. He gonna walk right past you and just leave you standing there looking stupid. But that's how some people are.
But that's
I'm gonna play a clip.
It.
I mean, yeah, it is jacked up. I'm gonna play this clip. There was one clip I heard this morning. I wish I could have found it, but I couldn't find it in time. But I want to play this clip now. These people that rioted D.C., let's call them what they are. They're treasonous people. They ain't Americans. Let's call them a terrorist. They're terrorist thugs. Because I guarantee you, if they were black people, that's what they would have been calling them. They would be on the news right now calling black. You see what them black people, they're terrorists, blah, 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 blah. But these people are terrorists. And here's a clip that I found that, matter of fact, I've got three clips that talk about this. You know, Trump, let's just call it, let's just call a spade a spade. Trump is responsible for what happened last week. Period, point blank, that's the end of the discussion. He told these people to go to D.C. and do what they did. Now, he's going to try to worm his way out of it, but he can't because he is responsible. So we need to put the responsibility where it belongs. It belongs with him. It belongs to these people. Antifa didn't blow up the Capitol. Black people didn't blow up the Capitol. Nobody else blew up the Capitol except these white folks with these stupid red hats and those stupid flags. And you even had one stupid white guy walking around with horns on his head thinking he's some kind of Viking Chewbacca-looking something. These people are responsible for what happened last week. And we're going to call a spade. You guys, you broke a window, you're responsible. You tore down whatever it is, you're responsible. You're not going to sit here and have us believe that it was somebody else. It was you. So we're going to play these clips, and we're going to continue to keep talking about this. But those guys are responsible, and they know it, and we're going to put the blame at where it belongs. I'm going to play this and be right back.
This is treason. This is treason. This is insurrection. This is rebellion. Period. I have heard people with looking at small protests in Portland, Oregon, where people were tear gassed, beaten, kidnapped. And they said, no, no, no. Whatever you do to those protesters is okay, because we have to have law and order. We have to have law and order. This is rebellion. It is treason. It is lawlessness. It is unacceptable. And we are on a glide path at this point to having to look down the barrel of possible civil war. All the things we talk about up here sound so abstract. When we talk about the peaceful transfer of power, it just sounds like something from a book. This is what it looks like when you don't have a peaceful transfer of power. Abraham Lincoln talked about some people want rule or ruin. If I can't have it my way, I'll burn the whole country down. If I can't have it my way, I will burn the country down. So now I don't think that Republicans and conservatives can look at this and say this is okay. I'm calling on all of my conservative friends, my Republican friends, to say, what would I do if Black Lives Matter dropped 30,000 black people on the nation's capital and laid siege to the seat of power in the middle of a joint session of Congress and broke in? What would I say if Black Lives Matter did that? I'm going to say that right now. What would, if Muslims did it, if Muslims dropped 30,000 Muslims on the seat of government in the middle of the joint session of Congress and ran in there and there was blood on the floor and tear gas, what would we be saying? If you believe that we are all one people, you don't like the hyphenations, if you believe that we're all one country, if you won't believe in law and order, if you're against traitors, if you are for patriotism, there needs to be a uniform denunciation from top to bottom of the Republican Party of what we're seeing. And the last thing I just want to say is this. You know, for Keisha Lance Bottoms, a black woman who was a mayor of Atlanta, when they started rioting in Atlanta, she stood up and she said, you stop it. You don't do this in Atlanta. You don't do this in America. She stood up to her base and told them to go home. Where is the president of the United States? Where is Donald Trump? Show the wisdom and the intelligence and the strength of a black woman mayor of Atlanta in the middle of this riot, and then we can get someplace.
Yeah, the difference here is that the mayor did not incite the riot.
That's right.
And the president of the United States said, Rick, I really respect what you said, but I don't understand how you don't understand how we got here. We know how we got here. We know that words matter. And when the president of the United States says again and again and again that these institutions are corrupt, they're rigged, the election was fraudulent, they're stealing it from you, when he goes out and addresses these very people today and tells them that they have to be strong and urges them to march down to the Capitol, I don't understand how you don't understand how this happened. We know how it happened. And he is culpable for this. You know, Winston Churchill said, dictators ride to and fro upon tigers, which they dare not dismount, and the tigers are getting hungry. The president sits in the White House, and the tigers are loose at the Capitol. This, you know, let me just say one more thing, Gloria. I am the son of an immigrant who fled a country because of scenes like this and came to the United States because this was a country of law. This is a country of laws, and many of us share that story. I am in tears today to see this scene. This is not an American scene, and this was not a necessary scene. And I understand completely why it happened.
Gloria?
I'm heartbroken. You know, I spent 10 years walking up and down those steps, covering Capitol Hill, having a great deal of respect for the people who serve in that Capitol. Most of the time, by the way, talking about policy, even with Senator Santorum over there. And I watched this today, and I said, that's my Capitol. That's my house. That's our house. And these are domestic terrorists. They're ripping it apart. And then I saw a tweet by Ivanka Trump, which she took down, which called them American patriots. She said, you know, any security breach is unacceptable, et cetera. But she called them American patriots. That is not what I call them. These are people who march there to do damage. And they march there to do damage in the middle of a constitutional session in which a presidential election, free and fair, was being certified. And you'll have to go back to what the president of, this is what David is talking about, what the president said earlier today in his speech. And he said, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. We're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, the ones who support him. We're probably not going to be cheering because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. So we'll walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. And that was permission. That was permission.
And as we speak, the man who is responsible for all of this, Donald J. Trump, is in the White House watching this on TV.
Yeah.
As he has been for much of his administration, both a president and just an observer, watching these moments pass by. And this is all part of his grift. These people are have stormed the Capitol, have threatened our democracy, have spurred insurrection and treason in order for a grift that's going on being centered in the White House. The grift of the Trump family raising money off of this, raising money off these lies. And the president is just standing there watching it on television, surrounded by his coterie of enablers. I want to go back to Wolf.
It's hard to believe, Anderson, what's going on here in the United States Capitol right now. I've been around here for a long time. I've never seen anything like this. I never thought I would see an armed mob like this break windows and get into the United States Capitol and do what they're doing. And you can see what's going on. These individuals, they should be arrested immediately. I assume some of them will be. There is videotape. We see their faces. We see what they're doing. They are illegally breaking into the United States Capitol, endangering members of the House of Representatives, members of the U.S. Senate as well. You see what's happening on the floor of the Senate and the House. Law enforcement are raising their weapons to deal with these mob individuals. I don't want to call them protesters. They're not protesters. They're people who are engaged in an insurrection that will fail. They will be arrested. We are now told that members of the U.S. military's National Guard from Maryland and Virginia are on the way. Major numbers are coming in to deal with this enormous threat to the U.S. democracy. Only 14 days left. 14 days until the inauguration, when Joe Biden will become the president of the United States. I can only imagine the security that is going to be around Washington, D.C. over these next 14 days as we await the inauguration of Joe Biden as president. 14 days until Donald Trump leaves office. Pamela, you're getting some new information.
That's right. We're told that multiple officers have been injured in the midst of the chaos that we are seeing, with at least one officer, Wolf, transported to the hospital. Multiple sources tell me and my colleague Noah Gray, just to give you a sense of what this means with this officer being transported to the hospital, it seems to be they are only transporting higher priority cases. So although we don't know what the injury is, that gives you a clue. We know that EMS is on the scene there. They are triaging. A woman was shot in the chest on Capitol grounds earlier today. We don't know the circumstances of that. But what we do know, Wolf, is that law enforcement is simply overwhelmed. You report that the National Guard is now on its way. But earlier today, one law enforcement officer sent a distress call from inside the Capitol building because it was getting so out of hand. I do know from talking to sources that police from surrounding areas are coming, from Virginia State Police, Montgomery County, Maryland Police, Prince George's County. And now multiple officers have been injured, with at least one transported to the hospital. And we're now seeing police in riot gear there, Wolf, trying to contain the crowds, trying to bring a sense of calmness to the chaos.
Yeah, the entire D.C. National Guard has now been activated, Pamela, and they're going to be joined by Maryland and Virginia military personnel, military troops. They're coming into Washington, D.C. right now. Manu, you're inside the Capitol. We knew that there was a session going on. The vice president was there. The members of the House and the Senate, they had to be evacuated under emergency circumstances. What's the latest?
Yeah, we don't know yet if the joint session of Congress will convene, when it will reconvene, when it will happen. Will it happen tonight? Will it happen afterwards? Because, of course, this is a critical step in making sure that the next president of the United States, who got the electoral votes to make him the next president, Joe Biden, is inaugurated by January 20th. Uncertain. I've been checking in with top Democrats and Republicans about it. They're just right now the situation is the one before them. They need to get this under control. There are still protesters in the building who have gone into all corners of the building. In a stunning photo that we are seeing right now, a protester actually in the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, leaving, as I want to direct you to that Manila folder right there. As you can see, look in there. It says, "We will not back down." Someone leaving a message for the House Speaker in her suite.
Look, I was excited to be here to talk basketball, but the world has dramatically changed in the last 48 hours. Tuesday, all eyes were here on Georgia as history was made. Raphael Warnock became the first African-American to win a Senate race in the state, and John Ossoff, another Democrat, won the state's other Senate seat. These were landmark victories that both the NBA and WNBA played a part in, but things quickly shifted Wednesday to Washington, D.C., where supporters of President Trump tried to disrupt the certification of the Electoral College by storming the nation's capital. It was a shocking and brazen attack on our democracy as these domestic terrorists breached security and invaded both the Senate and the House. Five people lost their lives, including a U.S. Capitol policeman, as the world watched in horror. Now, the reaction was swift around the NBA as players knelt in solidarity at the Miami and Boston game, and also with the Pistons taking on the Bucks, and finally the Clippers and the Warriors game. And there was lots of reaction from around the league from both players and coaches.
When you saw the protests in the summer and you saw the riots or more the police and the National Guard and the Army, and then you see this and you saw nothing, you know, it basically proves the point about a privileged life, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, I'll say it because I don't think a lot of people want to. Could you imagine today if those were all black people storming the Capitol and what would have happened?
It reminds me of what Dr. Martin Luther King has said, that there is two split different Americas. In one America, you get killed by sleeping in your car, selling cigarettes or playing in your backyard. In another America, you get to storm the Capitol and no tear gas, no massive arrests, no none of that.
Describing those people the same way you describe someone who just stand there and make a chant and say, "We want justice, we want peace." Stop using the same word. It's disrespectful, it's ridiculous. And it's shameful, you know, to keep calling them protesters. Not protesters, they're terrorists.
Chuck, it was a very different 48 hours. Your thoughts?
Well, I sit there and watched that, and I was in shock. Like, wow, this is the United States, and they're storming the Capitol. And I blame everybody in the Capitol. That's who I blame. I blame that fool up there in D.C. who's the president, first and foremost. But these politicians have divided this country into Republicans, Democrats, conservative, liberal, and they have destroyed our country. We can't have a civil debate anymore. You got to be on one team or the other team. You know, it's like this election down here in Georgia. I've been coming here the last couple of weeks, and I'm like, well, if we don't put two Democrats or two Republicans in there, it's going to end the world. I'm like, you serious? They're going to disagree that much, the greatest country in the world, that it's going to come down to two people, or all hell's going to break loose. Our political system has become a joke. I'm not a fan of the president, but I blame those people who were in the Senate and the House because they have divided this country to the point where one vote going to dictate whether one party gets screwed or the other party gets screwed. And that ain't right. So I blame them. The president has made it fashionable and cool to be a bigot. He's made it very cool to be a bigot. But I blame the people who they storm for the situation we're in today.
Kenny.
Well, I think we've all heard a lot of different people talk about, you know, the privilege. We heard talk about, you know, comparing it. Don't compare it to protesters. As Draymond said, we've heard all those different things. But I think people who follow our show and watch me, they know that I try to analyze the situation and not always have the first emotional response. Because in the first emotional response, you know, I'm not surprised that it happened. I know Charles said it. I'm not surprised. I've been at dinner tables where we said, man, if this happens, they're going to storm the Capitol or they're going to burn the White House down. I think every black family's heard that kind of phrase.
Sure.
So we understand that. But what this is really about, and I think this is important to get $1 million worth of game, so to speak, is it's, you know, what were they angry about? The vote. See, they want us to divert to the storming. They're angry. The things that we protest against were about life and death, about, you know, citizens of life and death of black and brown people. They're angry because of the vote and was willing to risk four people's lives for that. And was willing to risk being incarcerated behind the vote. So that's important for us to understand how important that is to people like that in that time of mind frame. So the vote is the most important, which leads to what? Group economics, which then leads to systematic racism. That's why they were climbing the walls. They weren't climbing the walls. You have to go back to why they were mad. Because in Georgia, it became the blue state. In California, they're voting now. Oh, if you get out of, if you're a federal, if you come out of prison, you're down to vote now. You know, those are the things that are systematically changing the country. You know, so $1 million a game. Realize why they were angry and not the emotion of what happened, and say, now arm your kids with education, arm your kids with voting. Arm your kids with group economics, because those are the things that people are dying over, and starts the trickle effect of you getting shot in the street, defund the police thought process, all those things. Remember why they were angry.
It's obviously we saw an attack on our country, an attack on our democracy. But for all the people that sit back and think in 2022 that there is no white privilege, you saw it yesterday. If you have to ask yourself, what if that was black people, you know there's a problem. You know, we protest, we chant, we do this, we get beat up. They call the National Guard. We have the courage to say, we come in Wednesday. We come on Wednesday. And what do you do Tuesday night? You call the National Guard. You have them stand there at the steps. We marching, we doing whatever, we still get beat up. You got these cats, the privileged cats, they run in the Capitol, which is not supposed to happen, and they get to do what they want, and it's still going on. It's unfortunate that it's still going on, but, you know, the good thing about us is we're starting to make changes. So now the people that we're making change with, they have a job to do. They have the job to make sure things start to turn around and, you know, become how we want it. You know, I'm disappointed that I saw that, but my thing is, how you let this guy get in Nancy Pelosi's office,
put his feet up,
and go like this? How does that happen? And you can't let a brother just come up to one cop and say one thing without getting mace, billy club, or anything. So that's what white privilege is for all the people that sit back and act like, oh, there's no white privilege. We have a couple of CEOs. We have one or two black billionaires. There's, you know, we've come a long way. Well, we haven't come long enough.
I think it's important to remember the history that got us here. 1877, the compromise of 1877 and that electoral crisis when all the soldiers were pulled from the South and it ended Reconstruction, and that instituted Jim Crow. And we have lived in that state and it's gotten better, but we're still trying to fix that moment. And hopefully this is the beginning of fixing that moment, because that history has lived with us here in America.
And I propose... Are we going to break? Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, because Kenny, we come from certain neighborhoods where people have to do what they do, right? Nonviolent, get caught with a bag, they get 20, 30 years, right? They got to do what they got to do. They're nonviolent. They've, you know, exhausted every options, not smart enough to get a scholarship, whatever, but they see opportunities to drop off a bag and get paid. They get caught. They get 25, 30 years. So all them people that stormed the little Capitol, they should get 25, 30 years. They should get harsh sentences for doing what they did.
And there have been multiple arrests already. They are identifying those people who breached the Capitol.
I want to see 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us have some questions, a lot of questions, not just for Donald Trump. I've got no questions for Donald Trump. He's an insurrectionist. There are no questions. He should be arrested today. He should be sent to jail today for insurrection against the United States of America. But I do wonder this morning why they weren't better prepared for this. Why weren't the Capitol Hill police better prepared for this? Why wasn't the city of Washington, D.C. better prepared for this? Why wasn't the National Guard better prepared for this? Why weren't law enforcement agencies all across the region better prepared for an invasion? An invasion against the people's house, against the world's greatest deliberative body. And for those of you who have never been up on the Capitol, I spent quite a bit of time there. And even as a member of Congress, I had to have my ID to get in. If I walked across an adjoining street when no cars were on that street, but I didn't have a walk sign, Capitol Hill police would scream at the top of their lungs and tell us all to get back on the sidewalk. When I was walking to a State of the Union address across the street from the Capitol, five Capitol Hill police started screaming at me, telling me I had to clear the area. And yet, yesterday we saw some of these same Capitol Hill police officers, who, by the way, I never complained when they were tough. I want them to be tough. I want them to protect the people's house. Yesterday, we see them patting terrorists on the back. We see them taking selfies with people who are committing an insurrection against the United States of America, politely opening the door for terrorists who had scrawled on the door, murder the media, who had broken through this glass, letting them just walk through, letting these Trump supporters walk through freely and politely opening doors to the insurrectionists, and then letting the terrorists walk out of the same Capitol they had laid siege to and threatened the lives of members of the House and members of the Senate, who they said they were coming to get, including Mike Pence. There has to be an investigation. How many of these Capitol Hill cops are members of Donald Trump's cult? How many?
It is a cult.
How many allowed this to happen? And I do want to know, where the hell were the D.C. police? Where the hell was the... How did this happen? This hasn't happened since the War of 1812, when the British stormed Washington, D.C. It's obvious this was coming. Donald Trump promised this day was coming. He and his golf caddy, Dan Scavino, were putting out videos saying it was going to be wild. January 6th was going to be wild. We were warned that January 6th was going to be a dangerous day, not just in social media, not just in the media, but in our lives. People would come up to me and ask, what do you think is going to happen on January the 6th? Well, what happened was the Capitol Hill police weren't ready. The D.C. police weren't ready. The National Guard wasn't ready. Nobody was ready.
Or was it okay because they are white?
I just have to ask.
Oh, my God. Please.
I don't think this would have happened with Black Lives Matters protesters.
Let me tell you something. We don't have to even go there. If these insurrectionists were black, they would have been shot in the face. And my God, if these insurrectionists were Muslim, they would have been sniped from the top of buildings. So I want to know from the Capitol Hill police, what is it? Is it just white people? Or is it Donald Trump supporters? Why do you scream at people for walking across the street three blocks away from the Capitol? Why are you known as badasses around the Capitol? But then Trump supporters come in and you open the doors for them. You open the doors for them and let them breach the people's house. What is wrong with you? I also want to know, are we a nation of laws? Are we a nation of one man? Donald J. Trump called for the insurrection against the United States of America. He called for it. Rudy Giuliani called for combat justice just an hour or two before this happened. Donald Trump Jr. said, "We are coming for you." That's insurrection against the United States of America. And if Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump are not arrested today for insurrection and taken to jail and booked, and if the Capitol Hill police do not go through every video and look at the face of every person that invaded our Capitol, and if they are not arrested and brought to justice today, then we are no longer a nation of laws, and we only tell people they can do this again. And guess what? This is what I've been saying about Oregon, about Portland, for months. For months. If you put out a curfew, if you have laws, you either follow them or anarchy follows, and you encourage more anarchy. Thanks for checking out MSNBC on YouTube, and make sure you subscribe.
Okay. Just wanting to get those clips in. We've come to the end of the show. I used to go 2 hours back in the day, but I can't go 2 hours anymore because I have to get up at the break of darkness to go to work in the morning. So, but I wanted to get that out. And I also want to thank the caller for calling. I didn't get her name. I'm sorry, I didn't get her name. But I want to thank her for calling in. But yeah, that's where we're at tonight. We've got two Americas. We got one black and brown, and we got one white. And just like some of these people in the clip said, if these were black folk that had done what these white people did, they would have been shot dead in the street. No question about it. So we're going to see what happens next week. Is it going to be the same, or is it going to be, we don't know. But we'll find out. And on that note, I am out. I will see you when I see you. I'm not sure when that's going to be, but it's probably going to be pretty soon. But I'll see you when I see you. Peace out. Be safe.